This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please start everyone out? Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Glad to have you back.
Oh, thank you, man. Glad to be back. All right, Jefe, you understand how this year game is played?
Yep, I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in the food? Interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally today, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Animalize it.
One of the two animals that escaped from a Wisconsin zoo during a snowstorm has been captured, while the other animal remains missing. The new zoo and adventure park in Green Bay, which previously said Ophelia and Louie escaped during a March 20th snowstorm, announced that Ophelia was safely returned to the facility. The zoo said, quote, a full veterinary exam yesterday revealed that she is in perfect health. She's been returned to the regular habitat this morning, but may not always be visible to guests. Ophelia has always been hit with a bit of the shy and enjoys taking naps throughout the day. The search for Louie, however, ongoing. They say this is breeding season, and we expect that as a male, Louis likely to be ranging a bit further from home than Ophelia did, but it's still likely that he's not all that far away. Now, the question is, what kind of animals are Ophelia and horny ass Louis? Are they alpacas? Are they foxes? Are they miniature goats, or are they otters? So, alpacas, foxes, miniature goats, or otters.
Did they say where? I missed where it was at.
Green Bay, Wisconsin. Home of the NFL draft and escaped animals.
I kind of think an otter, but what do you guys think, Ted? Miles?
Man, alpaca. I don't know if you put that in a zoo, because it seems like they're more on farms. Not saying that they wouldn't be in zoos, but I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go otters, Jeff, if you're going there.
What about Ted? What are you thinking, brother?
Honestly, the alpaca can withstand extreme temperatures and everything. It's great wool and everything else, much better than the llama. Mm-hmm. So I think this alpaca, they got out, it was snowing, they didn't care, they're used to it. And then he was like, hang on, honey, I'm in heat.
Okay. That's an exact quote.
What's Mike got to say?
You know what, Ted, you convinced me. I'm going alpaca, too.
Alpaca.
And what did he say to his wife, Mike?
He said, yeah, baby, I'm in heat.
Oh. I'm going to stick with otter, but my wife says she thinks it's mini goats.
Your wife says mini goats.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I know for personal experience, never trust your wife, Jeff. Okay, so is the escaped animal an alpaca, a fox, a miniature goat, or an otter? We'll find out next. You are listening to The Men's Room. Categories analyze this on Profile This. We got two animals that escaped from a zoo in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yes, indeed.
One of the animals was found and returned to the zoo in good health.
But the other one, I guess, is still on the loose even now as we speak?
Because it's mating season, you see.
I see.
And it's the male.
So, with the animals, alpacas, foxes, miniature goats, or otters?
And, Jeff, that is the very question that we posed to you. And you guys split. You and Miles agreed that it's otters. Mike and V-Ted Smith agreed that it was alpacas. Let us start with Mike and V-Ted Smith.
Oh,
it wasn't the alpacas. It was not horny alpacas. Or horny alpaca, as it were. Now, Jeff, you agree with Miles. Miles, you agree with Jeff. You guys both went otters.
Yeah!
You are correct.
Yay. Yeah. Well, you see those pictures of them in the snow when they're laying on their back and right. Their babies and stuff. So I can't figure it
out. A little disappointed today. You know, anytime that they record an animal fart, I'm going to make that the shot of the day, right? I mean, that's just what I do. So today, there's a story about, hey, and we've done this before, but a different otter was caught on one of these trail cams, and it was caught farting. Well, they didn't play the audio.
Well, the trail cams don't normally always have audio.
Then how do you know it's farting?
Oh, well,
that's my
audio.
Point. You're saying, audio. Like, we caught it farting. I'm like, well, if we can't hear it or it doesn't...
I think you could still see the...
All right, that's the one otter that we had.
I think you could see the air coming out of its behind.
Have you ever seen the air come out of a fart?
On a trail cam? Sure.
Yes, only on trail cam.
Well, because isn't it done... Part of it sometimes at night is done by heat.
Right.
So that's how you kind of see the animal. All right. So then in theory, if that animal put out a hot fart...
You'd see it.
You'd see it.
My grandmother came out of the grave. Was it hot?
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right. A lot of stuff to talk about today, TV-wise. Try to decide where to start. Let's start with somebody who's always used to being in charge. Now, not so much. So, you guys ever watch Sunday Morning on CBS on Sunday mornings?
I don't. I know it's there.
You never seen it?
I've got a few times, yeah.
I forget who was the host back in the day. I should have looked it up. But my mom watched that show religiously, right?
That was where they have, like, the orange sun and all the things.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the blue.
And it's generally pretty upbeat kind of pieces, right? And they'll do, like, a long interview with somebody, but they're never, like, super harsh questions or anything else, right?
Okay.
Because you have all the other stuff with, like, Face the Nation.
Meet the Press, right?
Meet
all
the
that
Press,
stuff.
You know what I mean?
Wrong!
It's Sunday morning. It's easy. It's
right, smooth. And that's the thing. Like, it's literally made for, like, you know, you're drinking coffee, you're reading your paper, you're watching Sunday Morning on sure. CBS. So Bill Belichick was on there, hyping up his new book, The Art of Winning. They talked about a lot of things, his father's advice, Tom Brady. But there were some things he just refused to talk about. So one thing is, they did ask him about him and Robert Kraft's relationship, and he just said it was mutual. And the guy was like, well, Mr. Kraft said he fired you.
Mm-hmm.
It was mutual. Kind of awkward. Yeah. Then apparently his new 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, who, if you've seen any of the clips from spring practice, she is all over at spring practice. I forget what he calls her role, but basically she was there the entire interview. They even mention it, that she was a constant during the interview. And then, they asked him a couple questions about the relationship, and you could hear her pipe up.
24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the...
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
I've never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
What?
Who's the interview with?
Right.
That's what I would ask. We know who you are, too. You've been in the news.
Oh, you're saying that to her.
Yeah. We're interviewing him.
We know who you are now. We do know who you are now. But you didn't write a book.
And it's not a wee question.
We want to talk to the guy that did, you know, about whatever he did.
And look, I mean, the bottom line is this, is that he is 73 years old. She is 24.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to ask how you met.
Yes.
Now, if you just, the story was that they were on some airline flight together and she was talking about her senior project at college, and he was interested, and they stayed in touch. I mean, look, when she reacts that way, it's like, all right, well, this was obviously one of those matchmaking, you're a young hottie on Instagram, do
he's
you want to meet
sure.
a rich dude? Which, again, I wouldn't care either way, but her being such a part of it.
Right. We're not talking about that. I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was talking to you.
Belichick, you'd have to imagine at some point you got to realize, I don't know if she's really for me. or she just wants some fame. But now that it's like, she's not even just being your girlfriend. And like, they just asked, he was just asking about Instagram because we don't know this side of Bill Belichick. And now he's doing yoga poses on the beach and lifting her up. Like, for somebody that never talked to the media, who then turned into a media member, I think these are fair, easy.
Yes.
Easy kind of questions.
He wasn't even sure, I believe, what platform that she was posting these on. And he said, I just know it's on one of the sites. I just know it's on one of the social media sites.
Yeah, yeah. Right, exactly. He said, yeah, so I'm on some of those social platforms, but I honestly don't follow. So, I don't know. To me, it's not a great look. And especially, like, you're Bill Belichick. And then I just read, like, minutes ago, there's, like, an update on it. Apparently, at some point, she walks out of the interview, wants Belichick to go. He doesn't go. And now North Carolina's kind of like, hey, man, do we hire you or do we hire her?
Deal with this crap.
Yeah. For the record, right, there's a lot of stuff that has gone on. And when you look at that dynasty, like, I still think you need both of them. And I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to say, well, but Brady ends up winning another one. Belichick, the Patriots did not look very good his last few years.
Sure.
Those first couple championships, Brady's not that great. The defenses are. So, like, I think you needed both of them. But over time, it's like Belichick. It's like, I just think this is going to go bad in North Carolina.
I think it's three. I think it's Kraft, too. I think there's three people over there that, you know, are very important to the organization. And they probably think a lot of themselves. So you have all those three dynamics.
Yeah. Except Tom Brady's the only one that can be like, well, right, but I did it on the field.
Yeah, I did it on the field.
And I went somewhere else and still won.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, for Belichick, there is something to be said, like, the Patriot way, but, like, it might have just been the Brady way. And when you hear stories and stuff, like, he's a very harsh, and I get it. That's how old school coaches are. But you hear people talk about, like, as soon as you got to that locker room, Tom Brady would come over, introduce himself.
Sure.
So, you know, this is what we like to do here, this and that. So, you know, like, it seems like Brady was a massive part of that and was keeping it going.
Yeah, for sure.
But like I said, I still respect Coach Belichick. I just don't want to see him flame out down in or crash out as the kids
get
say.
Your freaking girlfriend out of there, man.
Yeah.
In any job.
All right. You're doing
it
at work.
Any job. That's it.
Whether you're
bother
promoting
you to
stuff or not, it's part of work. Like, get out of here, man. Do my goddamn job.
You know, you've had partners before. Like, babe, I am at work right now. I've got a lot going on. I would love to talk about this, but just not the right time because I'm working.
And you're an adult. I should not have to explain that.
I understand you have the day off. That's fine. I just can't talk right now. But if I get a break, man, I'll call you right back.
No, you will.
The other big news from last week. First of all, I did go down to the Seahawks draft party last Thursday. Is that the day off?
How was that?
Awesome. My buddy's had season tickets for forever.
Okay.
So he got us like these VIP passes. I was a little bummed because I didn't go inside enough away from the free food booze to know, like, our buddy Jen Mueller was in there, like, hosting. So I never saw her. And then, Cross came out for a minute. Right. It was cool to see him. Like, the players that are still on the roster, like, they came to the VIP for, like, a quick 10 minutes, took some pictures and everything, and I was like, oh, they were on the inside probably talking.
Yeah. So what round was it? Were you there for the first round, I guess?
Just the first round.
Just around the first round.
And then they had it again the next day. I would say this. I don't know how much tickets were. It was a pretty cool function. There was a lot of cool stuff, and, like, Blitz is running around. All the cheerleaders are there. And, like, it was kind of fun being in an environment. Like, who's going to pick who? And, like, honestly, like, everybody has season tickets and stuff. So, like, everybody in that crowd knows ball.
Yeah.
So, like, every conversation you had with somebody wasn't just some random dude kind of. Yeah.
And I missed it. Who did the Seahawks take?
They took that offensive tackle out of North Dakota State University.
All right.
Which, as I told Mike, I heard he didn't lose a rep down at the Senior Bowl. Now, he's supposed to be that good.
When you make those decisions as an organization, typically good things follow, like Walter Jones. You know, you start, you know.
Sure.
You develop a football team that way.
Correct. So Shedeur Sanders, a lot of people talked about him. He was predicted to go in the first round. Now, leading up to it, you heard some stuff that he might get drafted or whatever. So the next day, I can't remember if this was the second or third round, but somebody got his number and prank called him.
This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Good, been waiting on you.
Been a long wait, man.
No, for sure.
We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
Yeah, yes, sir, let's be legendary.
But you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Ready to go.
What does that mean?
Are you going to ask us what it means? And you was on the phone.
You heard that?
He said you're going to have to wait a little bit longer.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
I don't know what that was. Nobody got this number, though.
Man, he just got trolled, bro. They tripping now, fam. Now I'm getting trashed out, bro.
Oh. And it was
Right.
So obviously it was somebody prank calling him. It happened to Cooper DeJean, whatever.
DeJean, is it?
Right. Last year. It happened to another guy this year. So I get, like, look, I get people are upset about it, right? I'm not saying, look, you shouldn't do it. But
it happened.
Some people are going a little overboard, too. Like, we got to launch an investigation, this and that. It's like, look. And honestly, I saw a video of Shedeur Sanders. It's him and his brother Shiloh were doing a live stream. Shout out to Shiloh. That guy was a solid brother the whole weekend, too. He didn't lie, and he fired his dad, which was funny. He was like, look what happened to you. I'm getting a new agent. But they're even joking on the live stream of, like, because he's like, nobody has this number. The NFL gave it to me. It's got to be a coach's son that found the number and called me. So he had already figured that out. And then this whole story came out. It was a coach for the Falcons.
I was just trying to look that up because I was
son of a coach of the Falcons.
Right. And like the guy came out and said, look, I'm embarrassed. Obviously he is. But
of course.
I just always try to remind people too. Like, again, not excusing it, but like those guys are 20 or 21 years old. Right, so it's much easier.
Is your refrigerator running?
Right, and I don't think it was. Some people are like, I don't think it was about just it was Shedeur Sanders. It was just he was the story of the weekend.
That's always freaking.
So his other buddies like, screw it, I'll try it, and that's what happened. Now, how he slipped that far in the draft, I have no idea. He has the physical skills and this and that. I've heard there were some bad interviews. There's just something odd there.
They kind of set him up, I believe, on some stuff as far as when they met with him and showed him some of his film work, where he had clearly made, I guess, an error. They just wanted to see if he'd man up and go, hey, man, that was a bad read or whatever the deal is, and he wouldn't do that. So I guess you know for a fact if you're going to draft someone, the psychological aspect of what a interview would be like. Even if you're going for a job, whatever it is, you're going to ask the right question to find out where this person's coming from.
And the NFL does more of it than any other job interview you can fathom.
So, I mean, they know what they're doing when they ask the questions. They ask the questions for a reason. It's not what the interviewee believes the reasoning is.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, there was obviously stuff that went on in those interviews that did not look good. But I was personally shocked to see him slide that far. And then Cleveland takes him. Cleveland already has three quarterbacks. They had already taken Dylan Gabriel from Oregon. And then they pick him, and it's just like, man, like, I don't know. I'm just like, why Cleveland took him? Why this? Why that? Like, that's just going to be a mess, I think, in that locker
room. Because it's Cleveland.
They got Pickett and Flacco on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, saying, like, you know, why did Cleveland, like, the Jets, the Browns, the Raiders, the Cowboys. I'm like, look, there's some teams just sounds bad. You can't take them seriously. Like, they just don't have good football people up front. But at least someone took his ass, and he has the chance to prove what he was saying.
Correct. Yeah, I saw his brother finally signed a free agent deal. I would say for the Seahawks, like, I like their draft picks. I think getting Jalen Monroe from the QB from Alabama in the third round was a good one.
Yeah, third round, come on.
Some of the defensive players they got were good. But with that said, as we were saying before the show, none of us know. The experts don't know. Like, I'll give Mel Kiper Jr. credit. I know he got a little fired up on Saturday and wouldn't let it go, but he was like, man, there's something personal going on with Shedeur, like, which I agree with.
Obviously.
Right? Something happened in these interviews. But I do agree with him, too. He's like, they don't know. And then, like, you know, Reese made a good point. He's like, well, none of us are perfect. And I was telling Mike, forget who it was, but they were just like, they were going through the 2012-2013 Seahawks draft, and it's like, grade F. And it's like, he had two Hall of Famers.
Pro Bowlers.
Sorry, I'm bad. Yeah, and it's not an exact science how these guys transfer level to level.
And every team thinks they had a good draft. No, man, we picked the guys that we thought were terrible. Obviously, they go in there and pick the talent that they think is going to help.
Correct.
But I can't imagine a team, you know, GM going, give us like a C-.
Right, and look, it's just more on the front page when it's the NFL, because you watch these guys going from college to the pros or from one system to another. But so I think you'll attest, right? Like, you might have a buddy or somebody that was like the top waiter at this restaurant, goes to a different restaurant for some reason. It just doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
He doesn't like it, or the staff doesn't like him. You know what I mean? Or,
right.
I mean, I've known buddies that were legendary bartenders, but like then they go to something and they're like, I don't know, the vibe wasn't right.
Right.
So just, unfortunately, with these athletes, especially in our country, the NFL, it is just on prime time.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you see what they can do or can't do. I think Miles mentioned it earlier. You still got some NHL and NBA playoffs going on. If you want to check that out. And then my recommendation, look up The Residence on Netflix. Okay. Watch that over the break. Pretty good.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. As we go down under where a wiener dog's 529 days of fun and freedom finally comes to an end. Meanwhile, a British nurse proves why your medical stay you might want to extend. Southwest passenger decides to leave her personal Biscoff on the seat. Army captain sets Guinness World Record. That's going to be hard to beat. And a man in England ends up paying twice for his car. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to the UK where a British man has been duped. He walked outside one day where his 2016 Honda Type R was supposed to be parked to find that the worst had happened. Someone had broken in and stolen the car. He filed a report and attempted to find the stolen rig, but eventually decided that it was better to just replace it altogether. But he wanted to get a near identical car to what was stolen. As luck would have it, he found a used 2016 Honda Type R for sale that came with the same paint design and even the same custom exhaust that he had enjoyed in his old car. And he bought it from the Honda dealership for the low price of $26,000. But as he drove the vehicle, he noticed a few things that had been left behind from the previous owner that looked oddly familiar. And it didn't take long for him to realize that, yes, indeed, he had just bought back his own stolen car.
There was stuff in the car. I'm just trying to think, what kind of used car dealership?
So there was like some stuff in the center console, like a little bag of something here, and there was stuff like down in the boot of the car that, you know.
I mean, you can't just sell a car off the street without a title or
apparently you can.
Registration or any of those things. I mean, you know the game.
Maybe they do something different
in
the UK.
Transactions with cars. You know, I mean, like how in the heck did that happen?
But the dealership and local authorities are investigating the incident to see if they can track down the thief. The dealership is saying, like, we had no idea that this thing was stolen, man. And I kind of agree with you there, Miles. Like,
Yes, you did.
But I got to say, no, I didn't.
Right. Because that means the thief went to your dealership to sell
this
thing.
Well, then I sold it back and I'm not paying.
Exactly. Because he didn't have a title. Like, you got to file a lost title.
He still had his own title. I read that. He had his own title still. He kept his title.
He did.
Just in case the car would ever show up.
And they had changed the VINs on it.
Uh-huh.
The numbers were different. So they had doctored those. So I don't know how they were able to do it, but I feel like maybe this
sell it to a disreputable dealer.
There you go.
Yeah.
In other news, still in the UK, a woman has come under investigation for being one of Miles' thumbnail clicks. We covered her earlier today. A nurse with the National Health Service in England caught the attention of her supervisors when it came to light that she was posting photos and videos to OnlyFans. While this shouldn't be too much of an issue if kept separate from work, it's worth noting that she took several of these photos and videos in her scrubs and while she was working at the hospital. She was found to even taking several revealing photos with her hospital credentials on her person and even claimed to have relations with a paramedic after they had lost a patient.
Well, every paramedic's wife there is looking at their husband today.
Yeah.
Who do you think she was talking about? Don't know.
They've launched a probe into her extracurriculars there.
How do you need a probe? She's basically documented it for you.
I guess
you know what she was doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, she got weird with it, too.
Death and sex are both connected, and it's such a great...
She's
just selling that for whoever
she is.
Yeah. But again, it's at your place of work.
That is the whole issue.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. If you were just doing that at home, fine, do your own thing, but you're doing it...
That's why I do mine on the 13th floor.
There you go. Perfect.
No, I work upstairs, man. Hey.
Want some speakers?
They're in here.
They're in here.
More fun with the airlines. A flight from Philadelphia to Chicago was the scene of a disturbed passenger. For whatever reason, as the plane was landing in the Midway Airport, the passenger allegedly stripped naked and defecated on her seat. This, of course, was prompted call to authorities who met her at the gate and took her into custody. Not much is known about the motivation or mental state of the passenger, but fellow passengers have been contacted by the airline with the sincere apologies for the disruption of their travels.
Sorry. To be fair, if you have to deal with that on a plane, at least she waited until it landed.
Yeah.
You need to admit flight. Like, well, now you're going to delay the flight. We got to deal with this. So at least the plane's landed. Yeah, that's weird.
Are you in a decent humor, though, if your plane is landing and the gal sitting next to you stands up, strips naked,
and drops a hop.
Drops a big old meaty chud right there on the duck.
If she's next to me, no. Anywhere else, I'm like, I don't know why this is happening, but that's fun.
Baby, come on, man.
Come on, man. We're almost there. Can you just wait a little bit longer? Why are you naked?
Perfectly tapered. That was amazing.
Where are your clothes at?
Yeah, why do you get completely naked?
Right. Come on. To Texas, where a world record has been broken. How fast do you guys think that you could run a mile?
a mile?
Yeah.
I mean, about pushing
it. I mean,
slow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Maybe a 10.
Well, our man in Texas just set a world record by running a mile in 7 minutes and 4 seconds.
That's a record?
Yeah, if you're wearing a 50-pound military bomb suit while you're doing
damn.
It.
Oh, damn.
All right, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, he was wearing the full-on, you know, juggernaut suit while he's out there. Several witnesses were able to confirm the time, which beat the previous record by an impressive 20 seconds.
Damn.
That's just cumbersome to run in. So the fact that he still got it, like 7 minutes and 4 seconds, that's still a very respectable mile by anybody's standards.
He would beat me if I were on a Segway. I still wouldn't do it.
Slow down, man. Damn it. But just in case the story's up to bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
To Australia, where against all odds, a lost one found her way home. A dachshund was enjoying her day along with her owners on an island off of the coast of Australia when she managed to run off and get herself lost. Her owners spent weeks in search of her, but ultimately came to the conclusion that she had fallen victim to one of the many possible predators on the island, because Australia. But they found new hope in the news from authorities, who claimed that they had spotted the dog 17 months later, like 529 days.
Those dogs are mean.
They're scrappy.
Oh, yeah. They can fight.
They upped their efforts to track the dog down, eventually finding a working plan with a crate reminiscent of what she had at home, along with a shirt from her owners that was ripped up to add a scent to the crate. Eventually, she found the crate had herself a nap, leading to her capture and reunion with her owners.
Is she happy now or not?
She's saying that they're saying that she's decompressing. Like she was a little bit shocked out there. But
do you know what I am doing? Okay.
Men's room sports, knock on wood, the Mariners are in the we're a good team phase of their season at the moment, having held their own against the Miami Marlins over the weekend to secure their 6th straight series win.
Wow.
And have taken their place as first team in the division, though it does come at the cost of Logan Gilbert, who left his game over the weekend with a grade 1 flexor strain.
I've seen more fans of T-ball.
Putting him on the IL for 2 weeks before they reassess his health standing. So it's not necessarily that he's out of the woods after that time. But they got the night off as they prepare to take on the Angels for a 2-game series starting tomorrow. As far as tonight, you got a couple baseball games and you can tune into, or NBA and NHL playoffs as well. Find out where and when to watch all those sports in one convenient location. It's called the Sports on What app. As far as your weather, got some periods of rain tonight as the clouds move in, bringing temperatures down to around 49. Tomorrow, we are looking at overcast skies with some bouts of rain sprinkled and a high right around 57. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is on.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate the tunes from 90s soundtracks. Coming up tomorrow, so we'll sit and spend lovely Jolene's next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.